I don't think he's ready to go, Jimmy.
No.
I kind of got that that idea from that song. He might not be ready to go anywhere. Morning. It's Grant and Jimmy here. Jimmy and Grant. Grant and Jimmy, whatever you want to call it, here in the morning here.
I think we're mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy. That is with what Jimmy, this is.
So, with Jimmy and Grant.
Obviously, there were some changes around here last week. Sometimes that happens in radio. I've been in radio 11, 12 years, something like that. So not that long, but a decade I've spent in radio and actually with this company. And sometimes when changes are made in radio, they tell you not to talk about it. Like, they're like, just ignore it. Just pretend like it didn't happen. Move on. I always think that's weird. I'm always, like, because people aren't dumb.
Our listeners are not dumb. When, like, getting rid of a show is totally different than getting rid of one person.
Exactly.
On the show.
So I think if we promise to be real and authentic, which we do, I hate disingenuous people. I hate fakeness. Don't be fake to me. I'm not going to be fake to you. I hate that. So if we promise to be authentic and real, well, we're going to talk about it then. We're not just going to ignore something big and just move on. And hey, nothing happened here.
Yeah, all's good.
So on Thursday, management made budget cuts. Locke and Pam were both casualties of that. And obviously that was tough for Jimmy and I. We've been a show for...
Almost 8 years.
Think about that. When we started together... I was 26. Jimmy was, what, 41 at the time?
Actually, I started working with Locke way before that.
But yeah, you did. Yeah. And but the show here on Cruise, you're about 41.
Ish, yeah.
You're almost 50 now. You're going to be 50. I was 35. We've been a show. I've gotten married.
For your entire adult life.
Yeah, I've gotten married. I've had kids. Bought houses, sold houses. Moving now to a farm. Yeah,
becoming a farmer.
The show has been steady for me through big life moments. Jimmy got a couple new lightsabers in those 8 years. And Locke is a good friend of ours. And I loved our show. Yeah. I don't expect you to like management's decision last week because, hell, I don't like it. So why would you like it? It happened, though. And Jimmy and I are here starting something new. This show is not going to be... the Locker Room 2.0 or 3.0 or whatever it is now.
But we give you our word that we're going to do our best to be both entertaining, educational.
Well, I don't know about the educational part, but...
You were the smartest of the three of us on this show.
I don't know about that. That's a pretty low standard. That's a low bar to hit. It's going to be something different, though, than what you're used to, because we are not... we are just Jimmy and Grant. We're not going to try to be something different or someone different. I'm not going to transform who I am to start
become an old angry guy yelling at your own shadow.
We're going to come in here every day. We're going to have fun. That's our goal, is to have fun. Hopefully be entertaining for you, and hopefully it's something that can entertain you as you're going about your day, if you're going to work or whatever it is that you're doing. So it's just going to be some feeling out too, let's be honest. Yeah. When you start something new, there's always some growing pains.
When we started as a show,
years ago, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
If you go back
we had more hate than love.
There was a lot of hatred. I am fully prepared for your hatred if you want to text in. So if you want to, you can. That's your right. You can do that. But this is Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. And, well, we're going to come in here and have fun. And we're going to do our best. Okay. And now the shortest bit on our show, Jimmy at the Movies.
Budget cuts are everywhere. Yeah. They didn't give us any intros, so we decided to make our own.
Just making my own.
So the movie was actually Strange Brew.
Oh, yeah. I got a clip here. Just a second.
We're new to this.
He's in. Good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Celebrating 50 years of Jimmy with Jimmy at the Movies. And Bob and Doug was from what, 19... What year are we in here?
82,
something like that. And what'd you think of it?
It was... You know, it's... I remember seeing it a long time ago, and because it came out when it did, it was before like Wayne's World and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And I think those movies kind of stole bits and pieces from this. Like there
maybe
was,
it inspired them. I mean,
inspired them a little bit.
Especially Wayne's World with Mike Myers being Canadian and Bob and Doug. Like, yeah.
And just, you know, the simplistic of how their minds worked, like for Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
A little bit. But they went hardcore on the A. They were saying A after everything. And I'm like, do we really talk like that here? Like, yeah, it was an interesting movie. I love the hockey scene. Like, there was so much the underwater bit. Yeah, I really liked it. You know, I gave it a 4 out of 5.
4 buttery cobs, a Tabor corn out of 5. For
yes.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
It was
Great
was
White North, right? That's the name of it?
It was Strange Brew was the name
Strange
of the movie.
Strange Brew, sorry, yes. Strange Brew. Okay. It's a good
Great
review.
White North was the name of their TV show.
That's right.
Within the movie.
So 4 out of 5. There you go. Recommended by Jimmy. Cruise Mornings. Grant, that's me, and Jimmy, he's sitting over there.
Yeah, I'm right here, yeah.
How much sleep do you get in a night? They did a global study on sleep and basically found that we are doomed. Nobody's sleeping good. I am, but a lot of people are not sleeping good.
I'm not a strong sleeper.
No, you sit up thinking about things all night until you fall asleep.
I'll wake up, so like I went to bed about 8 o'clock and I woke up at midnight and then I woke up again at 2.
Yeah, and drinking yourself into a coma is not a good sleep.
It does help sleep, though.
Adults worldwide are unable to get 7 to 9 hours nightly, which is what they recommend. Okay, I'm a good sleeper, as in I get to sleep fast. Like, as soon as I lay my head down, if I'm like, I'm going to sleep, I'm out. But I don't get enough hours because of how early we get up in the morning. I get like 6 hours most nights, and 6 hours is okay. It's not ideal. It's not what they recommend. If you sleep less than 6 hours a night, there's a bunch of health conditions that could mess you up. Heart disease, diabetes, digestive issues from a lack of sleep. Maybe that's why everyone has IBS now. Have you noticed, like, half my friends have IBS? It's 2024 and every other person has issues sleeping and pooing for some reason.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
So they announced the budget here last week in Alberta, and it looks like they're trying to be responsible. I like that we finally learned our lesson about saving our money. You always learn that too late. In the 80s, you know, they were making it rain every day.
Yeah.
Sending everyone paychecks. Now today we're like, oh, we're going to save our money. You always learn that too late. Like when you're older and you're trying to buy a house or whatever, and you're like, why didn't I save money in my 20s? There's always some interesting things in these budgets, too, that are a little bit hidden, like a $200 tax if you drive an electric car, which totally seems on brand for Daniel Smith. They're also raising the tax on cigarettes and vapes. Is it just me, or is this the last government that you thought would raise the tax on cigarettes? No judgment. But doesn't it feel like it would have been more like Daniel Smith to bring back cheap smokes and smoking indoors? That would have been more on brand, I feel. You know, above Alberta, you can now smoke in airplanes. But only while you're in Alberta airspace. That's how you win elections. Have you been following the Cyrus family drama?
No.
No, that's surprising.
How's that surprising?
I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, they're talking about Miley Cyrus and the Cyrus family, but this is some good stuff. This is crazy what's going on with the Cyruses. So let me catch you up. First off, Billy Ray Cyrus is married to a woman named Fire Rose. Fire Rose is a girl that he met on the set of Hannah Montana, the show that his daughter was on when she was like a kid. She was super young when they met. Like, she was like 12. Now he's married to her. Very creepy. Very, very creepy. Billy Ray. Now Miley Cyrus's mom, Trish, just got married to Dominic Purcell, who you will remember if you watched the show Prison Break.
Oh, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Prison Break was kind of what he was most known for. He was the older brother, I think, that was like in jail, on death row, the whole reason that before the prison break. I liked the first few seasons of that show.
Actually, he was in Blade Trinity, Blade Dracula.
There you go.
He was also DC's Legends of Tomorrow is one of those CW shows that you love. Oh, yeah,
that's what he's most known for.
Yeah, hey, I know him.
He's from Prison Break. that show got so bad after the first few seasons, but it was so good to start. So he's married to Miley Cyrus's mom. But here's where it gets good. Apparently, she stole him from the other sister. So, Noah Cyrus was dating this guy, Dominic. He meets the mom, and then leaves her, and marries the mom. A little awkward, isn't it?
This sounds like Days of Our Lives.
I know. Imagine that. You date the daughter. And then you marry the mom.
And then the daughter has his kid.
How's Christmas? I know we used to sleep together, but I'm now your stepdad, and I expect you to respect me. Are you hard on the pop still, Jimmy?
Actually, lately, I cut back totally. I'm just reusing pop bottles for mixing other stuff.
What's your go-to pop, though? A Coke? Mountain Dew?
I go by, like, it's basically whatever's cheapest and I can reach. So it's like mostly it's Coke or Pepsi. I don't
care. Whatever's on the bottom shelf.
I don't care which, but Mountain Dew is like my real go-to.
I have been hard on the pop lately. Really, honestly, since like taking a break from alcohol, which, by the way, speaking of alcohol, we have Chris Pronger in studio after 9. He's got a new whiskey, so he'll be in here to talk about that.
It's too bad you're not drinking in, so I guess I'll have to taste it for us.
Well, yeah, Jimmy, that's on you. Seriously, since like taking my pause, I drink like a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi pretty much every night. That is like once the kids go to bed, sit down, watch some TV.
Oh, that's your relaxed drink?
Crack in a can of Diet Coke. I would say one a day. And I never used to touch this stuff unless there was whiskey in it. But now it's like every night I'm having a can of Diet Coke. There was a new study saying that if you drink 2 cans of pop a week, it undoes any positive stuff that you're doing for your heart during exercise. Just 2 cans of pop in 1 week. Although I'm drinking the diet stuff. So I guess it is different for what this specific study was. They said this had to do with the cane sugar that's in pop. So I guess the damage it's doing to your heart is if you're drinking like regular pop. But artificially sweetened drinks don't do the same thing. They just make you radioactive. Cruise mornings with Grant. That's me. Jimmy.
That's me.
He's over there. Have you been following the moon landing at all?
A little bit.
I have not been. And then I see these random stories and I'm like, why are we not talking about this more? They landed on the moon for the first time in a long time. It wasn't NASA, though. It was a company called Intuitive Machines, private company. They're looking to do space tourism so we can go ruin the moon, go litter it like we have Mount Everest, leave our poo all over the place. And this is kind of the first step in moon tourism, was getting to the moon and landing there. So they landed a spaceship on the moon. When it landed, it actually snapped a leg and now has lost power. So it's going well. It was a success, kind of. I mean, to get there was a success. To put it on the moon was a success, but it's kind of fallen apart. It did manage to send one picture of the moon back to Earth before it died, if you believe it's actually there. That's a whole other story. Although
that looks like a fake picture of the moon.
You think so?
I could have drawn that.
You can kind of see Earth in the background, though. So they sent one photo, then it died, although they say it might come back to life in a few weeks when the sun starts hitting the solar panels, and then it'll start to charge the batteries, and then it might power right up. Should have put a diesel motor in it, right? You'd think they would have thought of that before.
Yeah.
And now, the shortest bit on our show, Jimmy at the Movies!
I love the fact that we have no new intros.
Just
that
make
we're just,
our own.
Hey, we got Jimmy at the movies. Let's do our intro
stuff. So this morning you reviewed Bob and Doug. It was from 1983, as we do 50 years of Jimmy, and then now we need a movie from 1984 for you to review. How old were you in 84? You would have been.
I would have been 10.
10 years old?
Because I was born in 74.
Okay, so a young 10-year-old Jimmy, when Spinal Tap came out.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop came out.
Spinal Tap I saw when I was in, like, for Jimmy at the movies previous years. Beverly Hills Cop, I've seen all of them.
Yeah, you love those movies. Conan the Destroyer came out. There's the Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones. You've
I've seen
both of those. We have Cannonball Run 2, not worth it. Police Academy, that's like your favorite movie ever.
I love all the movies, all the Police Academies.
Those are like your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Footloose came out.
We did that another year for Jimmy at the movies.
Never Ending Story. But I think we have to go with the original Dune.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, because Dune 2 just came out in theaters.
Yeah, it just came out. And it did really well in the box office. It had $82 million debut for this weekend.
I've heard it's like a must-see in the movie theaters. So I like the idea of you...
Of the original, because the original Dune, for
so,
sure.
So, yeah, you going home and not watching Dune 1 that just came out a few years ago, but going back and watching 1984's Dune with Patrick Stewart. Deal?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, next Monday, Jimmy, will have that review. Man, we completely missed the boat on the Jimmy at the Movies because Children of the Corn.
No, I made a rule with this year that I'm not doing horror movies until October.
But you're from Tabor, the land of decent corn. The
Children of the Corn has absolutely nothing to do with...
It's in the title! All right, it's too late now, but... Maybe we'll circle back to that one. All right, we got our guests in studio here, Chris and Sean Pronger. Welcome to Cruise FM.
Thank you.
Obviously, we know who you are. Saw you at the Oiler game last night as well. How's it feel being back in Edmonton?
Nice. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I was here probably 5 years ago doing some scouting for the World Junior. I think it was August.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to see the new building and...
It's pretty amazing.
Had a little tour, but got to see the bowels last night. So it was nice to see some of the different rooms and venues that they have. It was a pretty cool spot.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Because I moved here in 2014, and just the transformation of the downtown area from 2014 to now.
Oh, crazy.
It's a completely different area.
Yeah, they did a great job on that area.
Yeah, the whole area. Is the Ice District. Yeah. Yes. Actually, just Ice District. They get mad if you call it the Ice District. Oh. So you guys, I hear you are promoting your whiskey.
We are. Yeah, The Journey.
The Journey. And that's, I was looking at, we got a bottle of it here.
It's unopened.
It's unopened
for those.
Bottle.
It's unopened.
Yeah,
it is. Folks know.
A brand new bottle. And it's talking about, it's celebrating life's journeys.
Correct.
Right?
Our tagline on the back, celebrate the victories, be proud of your scars, and enjoy the journey.
I love it. I imagine you guys have some scars from hockey over the years, eh?
Yeah, I mean.
Some more than others.
Physical and emotional scars for me. Chris probably has more physical scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, it's just about celebrating the journey of life we're all on and, us trying to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, and you can get that here in Edmonton. You guys are going to be doing some signings today.
We are. We're going to be at Sobeys Newcastle that's a good question. We got it right here. We're going to be at Sobeys Newcastle between 2 and 3 o'clock, and then we're going to be at Sherwood Park Safeway between 4 and 5.
Okay. Circle that and make sure you show up and get your bottle of whiskey, get it signed, get some pictures taken. And whose idea was whiskey? Are you guys both whiskey drinkers? Or?
Yeah, we are both whiskey
connoisseurs.
Drinkers.
Connoisseurs.
Yes,
connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs. We've been doing our research and development for the past 35 years and finally figured out exactly what we wanted. Our partner, Niagara Falls Craft Distillery, Andy Mearson, who's the CEO of that company, he came to us. and wanted to do an authentic Canadian
Canadiana.
Hockey, yeah, exactly.
Canadiana. I love
whiskey.
It.
And you know, Chris and I worked with him from conception to birth on the design, the brand name, the.
Can I interject?
Award-winning. Thank you.
Whiskey.
There we go.
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
Brand and
yes.
Liquid.
Yeah. Wine and liquid. yeah, and so it was 2.5 years of kind of the process, and you know, we're pretty proud of what's come out.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it. I'm on a bit of a break right now. I got
self-induced.
I took a year break, and we're coming up on the end.
Wow.
St. Patrick's Day is the end. So,
yeah.
We got this bottle here, unopened.
Just try to string 2 days together.
Yeah. So, Jimmy's over there. He'll be trying it.
Oh, you know me. I drink anytime I can.
He doesn't have a problem, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I have a question for you. How tall are you guys?
6'6".
6'3".
And I'm 4 foot, so I need a picture with you guys.
He lifts. He puts lifts in his shoes.
No, I don't put lifts in my shoes. We did a test in the pool, and I was 4 feet, and it went to my hairline.
We were in Jamaica, and he kept claiming he was 4 feet, and we're like, I don't think you are. So the pool said 4 feet on the edge, so we threw him in.
And they're like, no, you're shorter. And I'm like, oh, but it went to my hair.
The top of his hair was sticking out. I'll give him that. He might be 4 feet.
You you're 4 feet.
That's actually a good way to test.
Yeah. I know. This is a great way. It's foolproof. Do you guys ever get out and play anymore? Hockey?
Hockey? No. Yeah. No.
No beer league teams or anything?
I had a knee replacement a couple years ago, and I only know how to play one way, and it's not very fun in summer hockey.
No.
Yeah.
Are you feeling good about the news? Like I just saw you had tweeted about the 14th anniversary of the Golden Goal.
Yeah.
Which is incredible that was 14 years ago. I can't believe that.
Are you dating me right now?
Yeah.
Trying to make
dating myself,
old?
Too.
It was 18 when I was
yeah.
in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sid and I were both 18.
The NHL returning to the Olympics.
Yeah.
You must be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I think the guys are excited.
Yeah.
2026 will be, I think they're all very excited to get back, participate, and have an opportunity to try to win a gold medal for the country.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous honor.
The last couple Olympics, like, it was kind of nice. It was kind of cool watching some of the different guys compete, you know, from that are playing over in Europe or whatever. But at the same time, you kind of felt like you're being robbed of seeing Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby play together.
Once you go pros, it's hard to go back the other way,
exactly,
right?
Exactly,
you know, for the longest time, it was amateurs only, and then they decided, no, we're going to let pros play.
Yeah.
And once you kind of let the genie out of the bottle,
It's hard to go back on that one, but you were in three Olympics.
Four
Olympics.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Again, you're dating me. What?
Yeah, pretty incredible.
Nagano, Salt Lake, Italy. We don't talk about that one.
No, that was a disappointment. Yeah, you ended it on a high note, though, the fourth one.
Good way to go out.
So Journey Whiskey, you can go to jrny.com.
The Journey.
Okay.
The Journey. THEJRNY.com.
It's separated.
Or Instagram, The Journey Whiskey.
Okay.
For those that come to the tasting and buy some bottles and have an opportunity, take some pictures, post them on our IG. We're going to be putting together some giveaways and prizes for some cool stuff.
Very cool.
And you can see the swag right here.
Yeah, I like it. You can see it in our cameras.
Yeah.
And you can see it later today. So two signings happening today, and you can find those online. Where are they again?
Sobeys Newcastle, 2 to 3, and then Sherwood Park, Safeway, 4 to 5:30.
Thank you guys for stopping in today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is awesome.